had a really good experience on Prince of Wales, learned a lot about Alaska, still plenty to learn, learned a little bit about Petersburg while I was there in terms of business taking me to town and family trips. Came up last May in Mayfest and knew that Petersburg would make a great place for my family. My wife, Julie, and five kids are still on the island, or the big island, and we'll be moving up here. We'll invade town March 7th. Very much looking forward to that.
I think you were going to single-handedly bump the school population up to a lot higher anyway.
Yeah. We've got three school-aged right now. At least on in Thorne Bay, I have three second graders. I'm sure it'll be one first grader when we get here. And I've got two more that'll be hitting school age real soon.
Why'd you become a forest ranger?
Oh, you know, I grew up on the West Coast, stomping around the Sierras, family reunions, hunting, fishing with my dad. Had a grandfather that told me when I was real young, if you got to work, figure out something you like to do. I figured I'd like to be outside. So got into natural resources at a really young age. Spent 10 years working on a river for a different agency, doing riparian habitat management, working with king salmon, working with landowners, partnering with counties and city governments, state governments. Just kind of all fit, and ended up getting into the Forest Service about 12 years ago, and knew shortly after getting into the Forest Service that the district ranger was the position where all of my particular values made sense.
What state were you in when you did your previous work, and what agency were you working for?
I was with the Army Corps of Engineers, actually, for 10 years. I was a river ranger in California on a little obscure place called Stanislaus River Parks. We had 60 miles of water that we managed below a big dam, dealing with salmon, developed recreation, a whole lot of tourism coming through, and multiple communities living along the river, a lot of private landowners living along the river. Really unique experience for me, but really formed up a lot of my values in terms of working with people and trying to help make things work.
So in school, you studied resource management?
I did. Well, I started out in forestry, but kind of given where I was in, where I ended up with the Corps of Engineers and doing predominantly fisheries and riparian work, I ended up moving into more general biology. Got my bachelor's degree from California State University, Stanislaus. Nondescript little location, but a good experience, and really a lot of it came from the job and just learning OJT with other agencies, other professionals. And then from there, I went to Wyoming, where I took my first Forest Service job working in Jackson Hole as a public affairs and partnership staff officer, where it really taught me a lot more about working with people, working with the media, and just, you know, how to explain what it is the government's doing on your behalf.
As I understand, you're aware of, is one of the big issues, of course, right now is the Tonka timber sale draft environmental impact statement and the upcoming decision on that. And where are things with that, and how up to date are you on that project?
I've been spending my first week here. I've been spending some time getting caught up and talking with the staff. What we're going through right now is the final EIS, which incorporates all the comments we received on the draft, and starting to craft that record of decision. Those have been drafted and are in an internal review process right now, as most know. Forest Cole is the decision maker on that one.
The forest supervisor.
So he has a review team that's actually looking at it from an overall compliance standpoint with environmental laws, making sure the analysis actually covers all of the comments that came in, working with other agencies who have a requisite review on that as well. So I would imagine we're going to see a decision out here in the next month or so, is my understanding. And at that point in time, you know, I understand the controversies behind it. There's always controversy behind every project we do of that nature. I think the opportunity that's upon us is to sit down and start talking at whatever relevant group of stakeholders want to meet with. What could we do with that timber sale under the stewardship contracting tool that the agency is asking us to use more and more lately here on the Tongass?
Meaning receipts that come from that sale that could be used for stewardship projects there or elsewhere in the district.
So the basis of stewardship contracting really gets at trying to invest more with our collaborative stakeholders, those who want to come to the table and talk about how to do things. That's the underlying value in stewardship contracting. And one way it incentivizes that discussion is that the receipts that you generate from a timber sale, for instance, could be retained at the district level or at least within the region, and used on other projects that aren't normally funded. You know, things like fisheries restoration, recreation enhancement, thinning for wildlife enhancement. You know, there's a whole range of opportunities that we could chase with whatever receipts come from that Tonka timber sale, and it takes a group of people to step up and help the agency understand what's important.
You have an upcoming meeting you're planning for that as well in March?
We do. It's looking like March 8th. I probably shouldn't be held to that because I know folks are still planning schedules. But the intent is to have sort of an open house, get folks to, you know, just make them aware that the Forest Service has a lot going on. We can talk sort of
It's not just about the Tonka project.
No, it wouldn't be specific to Tonka. But what I hope to do is introduce at that discussion the opportunity to meet under a formal collaborative process with anyone who wants to, you know, a public process to talk very specifically about Tonka, and not so much the appeals and the litigation that might come from the analysis, but at such point in time in the future when that timber sale is going to be packaged and offered to the industry, what other goods and services do we want to see done commensurate with it? Thinning, fisheries restoration, recreation enhancements. You know, my presumption is that Petersburg should get the first cut at those retained receipts under stewardship contracting, and it would take a group of communities or, you know, members from the community to help us to figure that out. I mean, certainly the Forest Service can do that for you, but I'd prefer to have you at the table.